My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's talk standouts. I will start with Ben Sinnott, who led the team with 57 receiving yards, had the 44-yard catch and run where the Jets defenders couldn't get him to the ground. 3 for 57 on 3 targets for him. I can't stress enough how big I feel like this was because he'd had a fairly quiet training camp. You just didn't see him popping a whole lot. And then I loved subsequently after the game where he said, you know, my game is the part that you're not going to see in practices, meaning the broken tackles, basically. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been able to show that. And so that was cool to see a little Chris Cooley vibe from him. I think Zach Ertz is going to be their most targeted tight end when he's healthy early in the year. Sinnott will do a lot more blocking and a lot less 44-yard reception here and there. It's just not going to happen a ton. But Ertz is not going to stay healthy for 17 games if recent history tells us anything. So there's going to be a role for Ben Sinnott, maybe early in the year, and he looked ready for what it's worth against backups for the Jets.
So I'm going to throw Jerry McNichols in there. Now, the numbers aren't eye-popping. I think it was 10 yards rushing and one catch. But the catch is what really impressed me. Out of the backfield, one of those, I think it's an arrow route where he sort of darts out and, you know, kind of cuts across the face of the defender, but a catch in traffic for a first down, got hit from behind and kind of head on as well, showed some chops receiving out of the backfield. This is going to be interesting, the decision they make in that running back room. Do they want another Brian Robinson type, a.k.a. Chris Rodriguez, 6 carries, I think, for 0 yards all put together, or a kind of poor man's Austin Eckler to sort of maybe build the bridge? And it looked like McNichols had the better early day there when you're looking at that running back rotation. He's kind of another version of Eckler. Obviously, no one's as proficient as Eckler at being Austin Eckler, but he's more of that school.
Yeah, I think McNichols gives them more, to your point, in the way of versatility. But if you're talking about a last back in as like a third RB, to me, I'd go younger with upside. That's just the way you drafted a guy last year in the 6th round. Now, obviously, it wasn't this staff, and they don't care about the last staff. But I would tend to go that route over someone the likes of which you could probably find on the waiver wire.
Which they just
any
did.
Day of the week. I mean, not to say that you couldn't do that with a Chris Rodriguez type as well, but you didn't invest as much in McNichols. But yeah, I would, if I had a guess right now, I would think McNichols, who they chose over Rodriguez, who the Marty Party chose, would be the lean. But Rodriguez was good when he played last year, led the team in rushing yards per attempt. How about Diami Brown? I'll go stock up on Diami coming out of preseason game 1. 3 targets, 2 catches for 55 yards. We've talked a lot about the 42-yard completion from Jaden Daniels' perspective. As far as Brown, made a nice move at the line of scrimmage. Got by a rookie DB, by the way, from LSU.
Oh.
Jaden Daniels picking on one of his teammates from a year ago.
Go after that guy.
Who's trying to show well for the Jets. But Diami Brown won. Got an edge, a step. as you said, not a ton of separation, but on that go route, that's kind of what that's open in the NFL. I've got to step on you, you lead me, and I kind of adjust and track the football. That's exactly what he did. He also had a 13-yard or so catch on an in-breaking route a little later on a seed. I think it was from Driscoll, if memory serves.
I think that's right, yeah.
But Diami had a very good camp. The couple days I've been out there, both days you notice him two or three times, and you can't ask for a whole lot more in very limited opportunity in the first preseason game. If, in fact, we're saying that Jahan Dotson played more than we thought he was going to, he played a lot in the slot. I think it was like almost 60% of his time was in the slot in this preseason game. Well, that means someone on the outside is going to have to step up. And outside of McLaurin, who's in line to do that? Could be Diami Brown.
Olamide Zaccheaus. Now, the stat, again, not much of a stat line. His big catch and run was negated by a penalty. But
24
it,
yards.
But
came
it,
back.
It was the kind of thing that I covet. It's open initially. It's very San Francisco, right? Where somebody's open, there's a little bit of separation, they catch it, and they have time to turn and make a move. And he's now a punt returner in open field. Speaking of punt returns, I thought showed well in that regard, too. That's an asset right there. So he may be kind of the younger Jamison Crowder.
You know how much I like Olamide Zaccheaus. He's only 5'8". He went to the University of Virginia. Far from a big guy, but I just think he's got wiggle. They don't have a whole lot of after-the-catch ability. Like, that hasn't been a strength of Terry McLaurin's even, who's their best wide receiver by far. I think they could add some of that to their room if they keep the 27-year-old. He was with the Eagles last year. He's been with the Falcons. He's been around a little bit now. But if he is the punt returner, he's on the team. And I think he's in anyway. I'm ready to write that one in pen. I'm not going to break out the Sharpie yet, Danny, but I'll use a pen. 19-yard punt return was pretty good. And you said it. He's a younger version. Probably a more dynamic, explosive version of Jamison Crowder. So I would be shocked if he's not on the roster.
Again, this is now you start to run into that math problem, right? Where, well, if you keep the, I'm just making up a number, you keep the 10th defensive lineman, or you keep Jamin Davis as this, and I'm assuming they keep Jamin Davis. But you know what I mean? Like, if you keep this extra safety, where do we have to make a cut? And if we don't have a kick returner, do we have to hold a roster spot for that guy? Like, is Byron Pringle so special at returning this newfangled kick that we can't do this or that? But right now, it would look like he's on the inside with other people kind of outside looking in.
Speaking of wide receivers, what'd you think of Luke McCaffrey? Three targets, two catches, 25 yards. He had the one little dagger in breaking kind of dig that he caught and made a move and made a defender miss for 19 yards, and he had a 6-yard catch otherwise.
Yeah, it's always so hard to tell at that point of the game, though, you know, where like who's he going against? It looked like he was more comfortable, more fluid, and better than those guys.
Second half.
I'd love to see an early game Luke McCaffrey. You know what I mean? Like, he looked good in that spot. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Third quarter of this game is not the same as third quarter when their starters start, because their backups were on the field in the first drive. So you're pretty much going against the last guys on their roster for that second half.
Right, which I didn't say very well. That's what I was trying to get to, and I didn't. I did a lot of word salad. But that's what I want, an early game Luke McCaffrey. I'd love to be able to evaluate him against ones and twos, right? Because, he looked smooth and crisp and like that thing that's been advertised. But it was the second half against guys who won't be in the league.
He was targeted on the first play of the second half and made a nice catch right away. It was like a sprint out, a speed out kind of for 6 yards. And then he came back with the in route on the same drive or maybe the next drive for the 19-yard catch and run. So not a whole lot of chance to see him, but that was at least good to see him involved. Bryson Tremaine, who was one of the camp stories. You were out last week, but he was one of the guys we had on the show when I went out to camp and grabbed some interviews. I am hopefully makes the roster. He's kind of what you and I have talked about this team needing for a long time. 6'4",
yep.
Can get down the field vertically. And I love his catch radius. I thought the catch he made showed that. He went way up the ladder, like he was on a lifeguard stand.
That middle of the field catch?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Used his reach. It was like a lob ball from Hartman. Speaking of Sam Hartman, he got banged up. Some kind of shoulder injury. They didn't really talk about it on the telecast. I'm not sure exactly what happened, and I haven't heard Dan's the definitive answer on how long he'll be out, but it sounds like day-to-day might miss the Miami game. He finished 8 of 13 for 83 yards. I cannot stress to you, Danny, how much better he looked in that preseason game than I thought. All the way back to the combine, you watch him in drills. That ain't it. That's why he didn't get drafted, probably. He's not going to impress you in a workout. At practice, when they're doing their throw-to-the-net thing, there's some times where you go, "Eh." One of those.
No, to the net, Sam.
Grab the collar and pull it away from your neck. I hate the term gamer.
That's like what he is.
That old Taylor Heineke thing.
Yeah.
Clearly he's got that, because I'm sitting there watching going, okay, Sam, like he's kind of out here making some things happen a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's who he is. Lights are on better than, you know, your workout numbers or otherwise. Limited ceiling, but still, I was pretty impressed with him. And you mentioned the toughness. Now, again, it's a different telecast than we're normally used to. It's a little bit more scramble drill because there's 80, 90, 100 players for both teams. You're trying to figure out who's who and, you know, get to the next thing and talking about bigger themes. That, see if you remember this play. I think it was to Tremaine on the near sideline as you're looking at the telecast, right? So the sideline closest to us. Hartman is under pressure, kind of has to throw it a little bit further outside than you'd like because the defender's there.
Yeah, he made like a diving attempt at it and couldn't catch it.
So what are we like? That's the kind of player where I go, I'd love to know. Is that Hartman doing everything he could? Is that bad ball placement? Is that Tremaine not getting to the right spot?
Well,
those are the kinds of things I'd love to be able to digest.
To me, that play was just not well enough to be caught. Right? Like Tremaine made a crazy, I almost caught that effort.
Right.
And if he would have caught it, it would have been an incredible diving catch. But when you're kind of fully extended and it gets to the fingers or whatever, I don't know. I didn't put that on him. I just thought that ball was not accurate. But I don't remember. I don't think he was set. Like, I think he was running or eluding the rush.
Yeah, he was moving away from a hit that was happening.
I think he was trying to make a football play, and they just couldn't link up. Anybody else on offense before we go to the defensive side of the ball? Oh, Jeff Driscoll. I'll continue to say this. Is Jeff Driscoll worse than Marcus Mariota? I think Driscoll's their second best quarterback. He's made 12 starts. He can run. You saw that. He made some decent little throws. We didn't really see anything from Mariota. He only had one pass and one drive that ended pretty quickly. I don't know. I just don't think there's much of a gap between those two. That's all. Like if
it's not crazy.
Mariota's going to be the backup. And if something happens to Jaden Daniels in game, Mariota's going to come in. But if they had to start someone for four games, I don't think there's a difference between Mariota and Driscoll. And I'm not convinced that Driscoll isn't the better of the two at this point.
Yeah, the only difference is draft status or pedigree, honestly, right. At this stage. At this point, you know, I'm fine with either. I probably even lean Driscoll. One of the other shout-out I would say, Brian Robinson. Nothing special. It's preseason. He's going downhill, but God, that dude runs so hard.
He does.
You know, that there was one where there's a lot of trash around the line of scrimmage on one of those third and shorts, and he just like rumbled and carried four different people. It's like midseason form for that guy. He turned 3 into 5.5 just because he's running tough.
Kaz Allen got a end-around opportunity, like where they pitched it back to him. I think it may have been negated by a penalty. And then they also gave him a 12-yard throw for a completion. Mm-hmm. Remember all the people talking about him last year maybe making the team? I think he's way down the depth chart now. But I just like there's at least some intrigue, clearly, from this coaching staff's perspective in him. When you're designing him a run in the backfield, coming around in motion and jet action, or when you're throwing him the football a couple times on screens, including at the end of the game, he dropped that pass on the last throw. But they clearly think if he gets the ball in space, that he can make a play.
It says they're interested in seeing it.
Exactly.
At a minimum, yeah.
Defensively, first thing I noticed, the first two plays of the starters, or when he was out there anyway, was Jamin Davis at edge, and he made tackles for 1 and 2 yard runs. It was 2 plays, 3 yards. He kind of did a nice job on the edge. All of his snaps came at defensive end. All of them. Hand in the dirt for the most part. Traditional defensive end. He didn't really play any off-ball linebacker. There were plays as the day went on where he didn't contain. There was a keeper for the dual threat quarterback Martinez around the corner, where he ripped off a nice 13-yard run that I kind of pin on Davis. There was another run where he lost contain, was a 24-yard run. So he clearly is new to the position, has a lot of work to do, mixed bag for him. But I think the most telling thing about Jamin Davis's preseason game, all of his work was at his new position. And secondly, he was on the field on the final drive.
Hard not to notice that.
Final couple of minutes of the game. He is absolutely fighting for a roster spot.
Yeah, that is one of my few takeaways. Obviously, non-Jaden Daniels division of this game were a couple of guys that we are familiar with playing way later than all their contemporaries.
Who else?
Dotson played deep into the second quarter, and big Fidarian Mathis played into the second half.
Fidarian Mathis could be in big trouble.
It's hard not to. Now, for Dotson, I don't think it's a takeaway that he's in trouble. I think they're just getting him some extra work.
Yeah,
but for those other guys, it's like it's hard not to go, that's got to mean something that they're in that late in the game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I wonder with Dotson if he's moving to slot more and they wanted to get him some more looks or work there. I'm not really sure. But yeah, that's definitely interesting. I think Mathis, if you're just doing a numbers crunch, you can pretty easily draw up a way where he could be on the outside looking in.
Very easily.
D-tackle. Payne, Allen, Johnny Newton, John Ridgeway. That's four. Benning Potoai made a nice play that, you know, he and Mathis are fighting for the fifth spot.
Yep.
At a position where you normally only keep four anyway. So if you're keeping four, Payne, Allen, Newton, and then you could keep Ridgeway over Mathis if you chose to.
And easily, a guy with pelts on the wall who's been pretty solid in his role in Ridgeway.
Probably cheaper.
Yeah. So then you start at the defensive end quandary is interesting, too, because it's like that's a bodies thing. So in addition to Armstrong, it's a four-headed monster. You know, it's guys like Farrell.
I think you had a platoon.
Fowler.
Farrell,
yeah, platoon.
Farrell on rundowns, Fowler on pass downs on the other side.
Then I thought KJ Henry showed well. That was going to be a guy I shouted out.
Someone big reps, yep.
I thought it was good.
He did a really good job staying with...
Like on that read option play.
Yeah, like a quarterback naked, got him to the ground, and he had another nice play later where he got into the backfield and was disruptive.
But then you add in, you know, the guy that drafted in John Baptiste, he's probably a practice squad guy, but still, all of a sudden, there's a numbers problem for defensive linemen. You just easily got to 10 before you included... Fedarian Mathis, frankly, or Jamin Davis, if that's what he's going to be.
How about Emmanuel Forbes? I thought Forbes got a bit of a raw deal from people from this perspective. He had a really bad play that went for a touchdown. I thought he did, otherwise, some okay things. Like, if you watch every snap of Emmanuel Forbes and his coverage, he had one really good play. Might have even been the first time they threw the ball down the left sideline, kind of the top of the
first
TV screen, going left to right. They went way down the field, and Forbes was in coverage, plastering a receiver, kind of boxing him out from the football. Exactly how you would draw that up. Was the closest guy to the rock. So that was really good. I give him a plus. The touchdown was not a great technique play at all. It was a minus. You got beat there. You burned for a touchdown. But I think the takeaway from a lot of people was, get this dude out of here. He hasn't learned. He's still not going to help them. That's just silly. You know, after one bad snap in a preseason game, I don't know. That seemed ridiculous to me at a position where you're going to have a couple bad plays every single game. Like, the best corners in the league get beat for touchdowns, give up completions. I'm not saying I'm betting on Emmanuel Forbes, and if I'm coming off as a Forbes fan, that's not my intention. But I do think we need to be fair and realistic here. He was on the field for a lot of snaps, and there was one that went for a touchdown that everyone pounced on.
So I thought this was going to be my hot take of the day, that until that touchdown happened, I was going to go, you know who played really well on defense is Emmanuel Forbes. As I'm watching this game, I'm fast forwarding through all the commercials because I watched it afterwards, real time. And I'm going, he's involved all over the field. I mean, there was a couple, one play that was negated via penalty. The pass breakup you mentioned, he was involved in a couple early tackles close to the line of scrimmage. He was flying around. He was very noticeable on screen. Then the touchdown happened. I can't defend that. And apparently neither can he. But I don't think he's any good still. I think my ceiling or my hope for him is gone from huge difference maker, turnover machine that Ron Rivera thought he was going to be. But I'm not saying, you know, throw him away, cut him. It's a waste of time. There's something there. I think there's an NFL cornerback there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.